Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. I want you to think back to creation. Do you remember how God made the world? He said it. He spoke it. Let there be light, or let there be firmament. And guess what? It happened just as He said. God gives us the Bible, which is His spoken word. When we think about these promises and ask God to do them in our life, He will. He has to, because His word has power. He has said in Isaiah 55:11, He says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." In other words, when God says it, it happens. We can have perfect peace and rest knowing God has said it, and it will happen.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more."
Hi, boys and girls. I'm glad that you're with me again today as we study and learn about what God wants us to learn. Before we get started, we always bow our heads and pray that Jesus will send His Spirit to be with us. Lord, as we open Your word, as we learn more about being a missionary, about teaching others about You, I just pray for Your Spirit that we will be able to understand and to see things that maybe we never would have seen before. Thank You for Your love for each one of us. Amen. Barnabas and Saul were real missionaries. Have you ever met a missionary? Maybe. Maybe a missionary has come to your church. Maybe you are a missionary. Maybe you have read about missionaries. I want to highly encourage you to look on afmonline.org to find stories about missionaries that are all over the world right now. They write stories, and you can learn about them, and you can especially pray for them because they need our prayers. Because being a missionary is not easy. Satan doesn't like it, and so he tries to do everything he can to make missionaries to let go of their hold on Jesus. After Barnabas and Saul were ordained, they went many places as missionaries. We're going to jump right into the Bible right off and look at Acts chapter 13, verse 3. Acts chapter 13, verse 3. Do you have your Bibles? I hope you do. We are going to look up Acts chapter 13, verse 3. Open your Bibles to the New Testament. That's kind of the back half of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. We're going to be in Acts. Once you get to the book of Acts, then we're going to flip some more pages, just a few, and look for the big number 13, 1-3. Acts chapter 13, And then once you find chapter 13, you're going to look right below that. There's verse 1, verse 2. We're going to read verse 3. Acts chapter 13, verse 3. Here's what it says.
Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
Saul and Barnabas were ordained. They were sent away. Why were they sent away? Were they in trouble? No, they were going to go and tell others about Jesus. You know, being a missionary, it wasn't easy. Sometimes they would travel in ships. And do you think the ships were like cruise ships that maybe people ride on today? No, they weren't. Do you think that they had air conditioning or heaters when it got cold? No, they didn't. They were very rough ships. In fact, they might have just slept in the cargo hold with some other people where they would ride on a ship. They just needed to go from one place to another, maybe like a merchant ship. Sometimes they had to walk. Now, did they have cars or trains or airplanes or buses or taxis? No, they didn't. So they would have to walk those lonely miles. It was hot. It was dusty. They were often hungry, often tired. But you know what? Did they complain? No. They preached in synagogues. They told people about Jesus, and many believed in him. There's a story in the Adventist Frontier Missions magazine that you can, if you don't get it in the mail, you can ask for it, request for it on their website, or you can just read it on their website. They have it all uploaded, so it's digital. Well, there was a story by Marcus Dineski. Well, Marcus is a student missionary in Africa, and he was helping to lead out with a children's program, and they were singing, and they were doing skits, they were doing crafts, and they would focus on a specific story or a specific theme each and every time. Well, the other student missionaries and Marcus got together, and they were planning it out, and they kind of set up a stage and put some props out, and they were all excited about this message that they were going to be sharing with the kids. Well, everything was going well. There were about 10, 20 little kids who were running around on the concrete room floor, and they were sitting on a big woven mat, and they would all lean their little bodies in, and they would listen to the story. And these were stories they had never heard before, but they're just like you. They like to hear stories. But you know what? One day there was one little girl who wasn't really into the story. And Marcus was kind of going over in his mind, is it interesting enough? Is it, why isn't she part of this group? Pretty soon she stood up and she kind of wandered out the door and sat on the porch outside the door. Marcus thought that was a little strange, so he went out and he sat next to her and he tried to talk to her. Now remember, she spoke a different language than him, so he was speaking in broken French, trying to communicate, and all of a sudden she looked at him with these big eyes and said, "Can you take a photo of me?" And he was a little confused, but he said, "Sure." So he pulled out his phone and he took a picture of her. And she's like, "Let me see it, let me see it." And so he showed her the picture, and she looked at it, and she got this big smile on her face. She told him that they don't have a mirror or anything to take a picture with, so she only gets to see her reflection when she looks in really still water or when somebody takes a picture. She was so happy to see what she looked like. She gave him a quick hug and dashed right back inside and started participating and being happy and cheerful again. Marcus was being a missionary. He was able to meet a need that this little girl had and to show her a picture of herself. And she went right back to class, all excited and ready to learn more about Jesus. Well, Saul and Barnabas were preaching in synagogues. They were telling people about Jesus, and many believed in him. In one place, a Roman officer called a proconsul. Can you say that? Proconsul. It just sounds so dignified, doesn't it? Proconsul. A proconsul. He wanted to know what Barnabas and Saul were teaching. Wow. So one of the officers, one of the leaders in the city wanted to know what they were teaching. So here is this officer or this leader of the city, and he wants Barnabas and Saul to tell him about Jesus. They were happy to tell him, but you know what? Satan tried to stop them. You know how? he used a man named Elymas, or Elymas, or Elymas, one of those. He used a man named, I'm going to call him Elymas, who was a false prophet and a sorcerer. Do you know what a sorcerer is? It's someone who does magic by the power of Satan. So they're able to do things that are amazing, and they really can do that magic. Who's giving them the power and the authority to do it? Satan is. Now, the tricky thing was, the proconsul, remember the Roman officer? Well, he believed in Elymas. He believed in his power. But what he didn't know was that the power that Elymas had and that the things that he would tell him was from Satan. Look at verse 6 and 7. We already looked up Acts chapter 13, verse 3. Now we're going to read verse 6 and verse 7. Acts chapter 13, verse 6 and 7. This is what it says.
Now when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God.
Elymas heard Barnabas and Saul telling the proconsul about Jesus, so he tried to keep him from believing what they were saying. Let's read verse 8 together. Acts chapter 13, verse 8. It's the very next verse.
But Elymas, the sorcerer, first of his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith.
This was not acceptable to Saul. He looked straight at Elymas, and the Holy Spirit told Saul just what to say to him. What happened next? Let's read verse 9, 10, 11, and 12. Acts chapter 13, verse 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, O full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now, indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed. And when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord.
Wow, Saul called on the name of Jesus on the Holy Spirit, and Elymas was blinded. So what did the proconsul think? He believed. Satan lost another battle. Aren't you glad that Jesus is so much stronger than Satan? We have no need to be afraid because Jesus is in charge. And when we love Jesus, when we follow Jesus, when we want to do what Jesus wants us to do, guess what? We are going to have peace and love and his happiness, and every time we will win over Satan. That's so encouraging. Let's pray and thank him. Lord, thank you so much for your power, that you are good, that you are love, that you care for us. Lord, help us to choose you each and every day. Thank you for allowing us to have this time to spend with you. Go with us today as we go about our work and our play, our school, everything that we do. Help us to be missionaries for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
John 14:27. The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.